Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Steve Hamilton of Database by Design, and in this show we're going to discuss Flashback Database. I've been in the industry for 18 years. I have worked with clients all over the United States as well as all over the world. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask, please use the question and comment box found below. Okay, let's get started. This radio show, we're going to learn on how to, or discuss, on how to implement Flashback Database as it pertains to a DataGuard environment. Now, implementing Flashback Database in the DataGuard environment is really no big deal. It's no different than implementing in a non-DataGuard environment. Your primary database has to be in archive log mode. You're going to shut down your primary database. You are going to say startup mount, and then you issue the command alter database flashback on. To implement flashback database, there's three parameters that have to be established. Those parameters are DB recovery file dest, which is identifying your flash recovery area. By the way, in Oracle 11G, they've slightly changed this term. It's not referred to as flash recovery area, is returned as fast recovery area. So there's a slight difference in Oracle 11G. It's no longer flash recovery area, it is called fast recovery area. So we set these parameters DB recovery file dest. DB recovery file dest is the location of your flash or fast recovery area, depending upon how you want to look at it. We also have to set the parameter DB recovery file dest size. DB recovery file dest size, that is the logical size of your fast or flash recovery area. In a 10G environment, this will default to 2 gig. In a 11G environment, this defaults to 4 gig. So, depending upon what type of environment you're in, if it's a 10G, it's going to be 2 gig. If it's 11G, it's going to be 4 gig. Oracle recommends that your flash recovery area or fast recovery area be twice the size of your Oracle database. So if you're dealing with a 100 gigabyte database, they recommend that your flash or fast recovery area be a minimum of 200 gigabytes. This is also based off of one day's worth of retention. So if you decided to have a half a day's worth of retention, you could say that your flash recovery area could be the same as your database size. If you're going to have 2 days worth of retention, your flash recovery area might need to be 4 times your database size. So keep this in mind. There's a lot of overhead associated with this. So we specified our flash recovery area. We've specified our DB recovery file dest size. The next thing that we need to specify is the DB retention target. The DB retention target is my window that I can roll back my flash recovery area to. So what this is saying, if I set DB retention target to 1440, that means I can roll back my current database to any point in time within the last 1 day, because the value is actually set in minutes. So DB retention target is the retention window established in minutes. So that is how you configure Flashback Database on your primary system. You do not necessarily have to configure that on your secondary system. As a matter of fact, we don't necessarily advocate it. I mean, you can, but there's really no need to. Now here's the kicker. The whole point of implementing Flashback Database, it gives me the ability to rewind my database. So my database can be rewound to some specific point in time in the past. This is also a form of what's called incomplete recovery. If it's a form of incomplete recovery, that means I have to open up the system in reset log mode. So what's happening is if I open up the primary system in reset log mode, that means that my physical standby database may be out of sync with my primary database, and that's not something that I necessarily want to have happen. So we have to be very careful when we recover our primary database or our primary database in a data guard configuration when we do an incomplete recovery on it. Because when we do an incomplete recovery on that primary database, it will place the secondary database somehow out of sync. A lot of times what you'll have to do to recover from that or to fix that is, quite frankly, is just recreate a brand new data guard configuration. Because if the data guard configuration is out of sync with the primary, there's not a lot of really good ways to recover from that. I mean, you can, one of the options is that if you've recovered to a specific SCN number, if you can identify and you can figure out the definition is two SCN numbers prior to the SCN number that you recovered to, then you can roll back or revert back your DataGuard database to those prior to SCN numbers and then roll forward through a reset logs. That's a little bit tricky, not necessarily the best. It's kind of a kludge, but it is something that is capable of doing. Typically, what I have seen happen is when I put my primary database in flashback mode and then I have to incompletely recover that primary database, more often than not, I'm going to have to recreate my data guard configuration. And this is going to hold true whether or not it is a physical standby database or if it's a logical standby database. More often than not, if you do an incomplete recovery on your primary database in a data guard configuration, you will probably have to recreate or reinstantiate your physical standby database. Now, that all being said, what you do is that you will open the primary system in reset log mode. The other thing that you could do is, and I've seen this done, is that the whole point of flashback database is to protect yourself against some sort of user failure. Flashback database protects us particularly from a truncate. So if an end user goes out there and truncates a table, and that table has 5 million records, what we would do is that we would break the link between the primary and the secondary. What I could do is I could roll back the primary database to prior to them issuing the truncation. I could then bring up the secondary and then copy the data from the secondary over to the primary. Because what happens in a flashback database environment, you are reverting the entire database to a specific point in time in the past. Now, there's two ways that you can do that, or there's two schools of thought. One option is that you can switch over the primary to the physical standby. Basically, what we're saying is we can bring the physical standby, make it the primary, then recover the original primary to the point in time in the past, and then bring that data over to the primary. So six of one, half a dozen of the other. But the whole point of a flashback database within a data guard scenario is if you're in the event that you've lost data, you can recover one database and then merge the data over from the other database. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question in the comment box below. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Steve Hamilton. If there's a show you'd like me to do, you can let me know by using the question in the comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, find exclusively on gogotraining.com.